A new report shows licensed childcare programs in Utah are only able to serve about 36% of all children younger than 6 whose parents are working. The Voice for Utah Children report aims to provide policymakers and the public with an understanding of what is called the urgent need for childcare reform. Owner of First Steps Childcare and Preschool in Salt Lake City, Mike Wade says he views the childcare sector as being stuck somewhere between the private sector and the social service sector. Wade considers childcare an essential service, especially for mothers who want to work.
With the cost of childcare, I'm very empathetic to the general public because it is so expensive. Every time I look at my balance sheet and try and figure out where I'm going to cut costs so that I don't have to raise tuitions and things like that, there's just not room aside from docking pay of my employees, which I'm not willing to do.
On average, the annual cost of care for 2 children younger than 6 for a Utah household will cost 17% of a family's income. On top of rising costs, childcare workers also face challenges as they often work for low wages and limited benefits. The median hourly wage for childcare workers in the state is nearly $13 an hour. The report states Utah's childcare crisis requires public investment to bridge the gap between what families can afford and the true cost of care. The report highlights that the high cost of childcare makes it even less accessible to low and middle income families, with rural families struggling most. Summit County has the highest percentage of childcare need, coming in at 54%. All other counties sit below 50%, and some rural counties such as Daggett, Pewitt, Rich, and Wayne have no licensed childcare available at all. Wade says he isn't surprised traditionally blue states have come up with what he calls creative ways to address the problem. Wade supports investments in childcare services from the state.
On the books, to most people, especially taxpayers, is going to look like a net negative endeavor. If you read the report, you'll notice how much money is lost just in Utah's economy and tax base because people do not have reliable, affordable, and accessible childcare.
Wade recognizes the state stepped up during the pandemic thanks to stabilization grants, which were helpful. The report states these funds were cut by 75% last month and will end by next spring, putting at risk the progress made. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.